Blog Talk Radio.
This is Onyx Queen, and you're listening to the Queen's Lair.
I just wanted to check in. This is Onyx Queen, and you are listening to the Queen's Lair. It is 2:06 a.m. Thanksgiving Day. So happy Thanksgiving to everyone. But I just felt like I wanted to come on. I haven't recorded a podcast in a couple of weeks. So I wanted to come on and just wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and also to talk a little bit about business. Of course, you know that this is one of your go-to podcasts for entrepreneur discussions and that sort of thing. So I wanted to get some things out there because I was speaking to a couple of colleagues of mine today, as a matter of fact, earlier today, and we were talking about, you know, people being ethical in business, and that's always a conversation that's always going to come up every now and then when you're talking about business and being transparent and just being, you know, truthful about how you run your business or even when dealing with clients and things of that nature. So we had a really good discussion about it, and we kind of got into like a really deep, you know, debate about it. Not bad debate, but positive debate, you know, just bringing up really great points. So some of the things that I wanted to really cover, because I know this is holiday time and we're running around and people are not paying attention to schedules, you know, everybody's being pulled in 10 different directions and, you know, trying to do so many things at one time, and we get so caught up that we forget about, you know, being ethical in our business. We forget about being transparent about what we can handle and what we can't handle. And sometimes we get into cycles of, you know, overselling ourselves sometimes, you know, especially during the holidays when everybody's trying to make as much money as possible. You know, you oversell yourself to a client or you oversell yourself to a business and then you underdeliver. And that's something that is never good in business. You never want to overpromise and underdeliver. So that has a lot to do with ethics. One of the things I wanted to really discuss today is when you're dealing with business ethics, you have to make sure that you're just being honest. You know, business ethics 101, however you want to say it, transparency, however you want to put a term on it, it's about being honest about your business. Do not try to overextend yourself in business because people are going to see right through that. And this is something that I had the conversation today with my colleague, that we actually realize that, you know, when you are not ethical in your business and you're overextending yourself and you're overpromising and telling people you're going to do this and telling people you're going to do that and trying to play, you know, like you're superhuman, what ends up happening is you underdeliver because you've given them all of these stories about what you can do, and then you underdeliver and then you never get repeat business. So let me say that again. Your business ethics and how transparent you are and how honest you are in your business has a lot to do with the money that you make. Let me explain. When you do business, let's say even business to business, when you're doing business with someone, okay, and they come to you for whatever your services are, you can be an artist, whatever it is, they come to you for your services. A lot of times people will repeat business with you if they see that you are on top of your game, that you were very open with them, or you were very honest with them, or you laid it out all out on the table, even if you're not able to handle something. When you're working with someone in a business or partnership or, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, professionally speaking, people will be very accommodating if you just tell them the truth, you know. But when you overextend yourself, it becomes this spiral that starts going out of control, because now you've promised all of these people different things, and then you're not able to handle it. I used to do this in the beginning of my business. Now, I never lied to anyone in my business. We'll make that clear. I'm not about, you know, standing for people who lie within their business, but I would often overextend myself and say, oh, yeah, I can get that done. I can get that done. I could do that. I could do that. And I really couldn't handle all of those things. And then you end up doing a whole bunch of things not well instead of focusing on a few things and mastering those things. You know, there is that saying, jack of all trades, master of none. It is so true. You can do a whole lot of things, but sometimes things need to be done in certain seasons. You can't do everything all at once, you know, because ethically that makes your business look like you're lying. It makes it look like, well, they said they could handle this, and now all of a sudden they can't, you know. So it makes your business look very bad, and it doesn't make you look like you are transparent. So if you're overextending yourself and you feel like, you know, I'm not even making money and I don't know why I'm not getting repeat business, and, you know, you get that one great, you know, event or whatever it is, and, you know, people come to you for that one great service or whatever it is that's going on, and then it was so amazing, but then they don't have repeat business, I would challenge business owners to do surveys after all of your business transactions and events and let people truly survey you so that you can see what they really have to say. Because a lot of people will say, oh, everything was fine, you know, but how many times we as human beings say, oh, everything is fine, but it's really not. But they just want to be done. You know, the, you know, money was exchanged, services were exchanged, it was done, finished, they just want to move on. But then you never hear from them again. One thing that I pride myself on, especially with running my own business, is that I always get repeat customers. I have repeat customers, I have repeat clients. I do have clients that maybe can't afford, you know, a retainer. They can't afford to keep me on as, like, you know, the eyes and ears or, you know, hands and feet for their business, and that's fine. But they may come to me 2 or 3 times a year to get a project done. They may not be able to have the budget to keep me on their, quote-unquote, you know, staff, as it were, for all 12 months of the year. But you better believe they hire me 2-3 times during the year when it's most needed. Because they know when I say I'm going to do something and I'm going to get something done, it's going to get done. And oftentimes I'm going to over-deliver. I probably almost over-deliver every single time because that's just how I run my business. And anyone that works along with me, I do have an assistant. I do have an intern sometimes too, depending on the time of the year and how busy it is. They are all on the same page as well. My interns that I have, that anytime I have interns, anyone that I've ever had, they work with me as if they are making $100,000 a year. That's how they work. That's the type of tenacity that I look for when I'm putting interns, you know, bringing interns into my business. So even my interns are on point. And as soon as I see something is going to the left and something is not, you know, correct or, you know, needs to be fixed or whatever, I correct it really quickly. So no one can ever come back and say that, oh, Onyx Queen Media this or Onyx Queen Media that. Absolutely not, because you can get a hold of me all the time. You can get me on the phone. When you dodge phone calls, that's another thing with business ethics. When you dodge phone calls, you dodge emails, you know, whatever it is, if you need to get back to somebody, you need to get back to them. You need to get back to them as soon as possible because they'll look to somebody else, especially if they continue to have issues with you or problems with you or whatever. I was just talking to a colleague today, and they were saying that, you know, they had a client that, you know, people were trying to get in touch with them, and they couldn't get in touch with them. You know, and it was a major, major business deal, brand deal left on the table for quite a bit of money, you know, because they were just overextending themselves. And now their client is over in China working on some other type of project that is just not necessary right now, you know. So it's a very, very tough situation. Sometimes things have their season. Should you go to work overseas? Absolutely. I think that doing business overseas, you know, branding stuff and, you know, whatever you got going on, events, Dubai is huge for doing events. China, Asia is just huge in general. Japan, all these different places. I've had many, many meetings, Skype meetings with, you know, Japanese companies and things like that, just talking about different things or looking into, you know, future ventures and things like that. Talk to people in the UK on a regular basis as well. But I also know that there's a specific season for when I am going to do these things. And I can't do them all at once. So even if it takes a year or two for those other ventures or those other partnerships to come to fruition, then that's what needs to happen. I've got to wait that time out because the time is not good right now. Right now, I have to deal with my business. I have to make sure I take care of my clients. I've got clients who have a lot of major media things that are happening right now, so I have to take care of those things. That's my priority right now. So those other things are going to have to wait. And if the opportunity goes away, the opportunity goes away. It means that it wasn't for me at this point in time. So business ethics, being transparent about how you run your business, you know, the turnaround times of when you are going to fulfill services, it's so important. I will often tell people, give myself a little cushion of time of when I can have a turnaround of things because I don't ever want to under-deliver. And I've been very successful at that with my business for many years. And I pride my business on that. And I always get that repeat business. So you have to remember, your network determines your net worth. And if your network doesn't trust you, if your network doesn't think you're ethical, or your network doesn't think you're very transparent, or there's something about you, yeah, the services were okay, but, and they're questioning anything, it's going to affect your net worth. Money is not going to be coming in on a regular basis. Opportunities will not always present itself because you may be blocking an opportunity and you don't even know. In business, especially in the small business world, word gets around. People talk. I love it when people come and say, I heard about you, and it's positive. I've never had anyone come to me and say, oh, I heard about you, and it was negative. It's always been positive. And I will tell you right now, in all the years that I've been in business, I want to keep it that way. So I make sure that my business is on point. I make sure that, you know, I'm being very transparent about what I can do, what I can't do, what I can fulfill. And if I can't fulfill it, I pass it on to someone else that I know that will be able to fulfill it or is more qualified for the job. Because we are not always a jack of all trades. Pick a couple of things that you are amazing at and do those 150%. And then conquer the next two things or the next two things. And the next two things. And then you will have conquered a whole bunch of different things, but do it in the correct season and the correct time. Make sure your business ethics and your transparency is on point every single time, and trust me, your net worth is going to grow. That's all I have to say. I just wanted to drop in and make a few points about that because I know we're coming to the end of the year where things really get crazy in our businesses. So I kind of wanted to share that. It was on my heart to share, so I'm going to share it. Again, this is Onyx Queen. You're listening to The Queen's Lair, kind of a little laid-back version of Onyx Queen Media where we can talk about anything business or lifestyle related. Thank you so much for tuning in. please always tune in. We upload a couple times a week. Have a very happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you soon.
This is Onyx Queen, and you're listening to the Queen's Lair.